Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then I've got an interesting and lengthy interview with longtime Hayward Area Fishing Guide Ron Bergman. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Springtime is the time to buy a new Polaris off-road vehicle at Hayward Power Sports. During the spring sales event, rebates go as high as $1,500 and financing is as low as 3.99%. Live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Tackle anything from mountains to mud holes on a legendary Sportsman ATV. Get more done with a hard-working Ranger. Or take on any task or trail in a versatile Polaris General. Whatever you're looking for, now's the time to take your pick from Off-Road's best-selling lineup. Visit us 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or at haywardpowersports.com for rebates up to $1,500 and financing as low as 3.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Spring Sales Event.
Offer valid in the U.S. through 4/30/19 on new 2015 through 2019 vehicles. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride. See Hayward Power Sports just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great selection of mouth-watering steaks, as well as many varieties of brat sausages and much more. Along with that, Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, summer sausage, cheese curds, and homemade jerky, as well as great double-smoked bacon. Lynn's is open Mondays to Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and closed Sundays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering, next to Cooper's Family Restaurant in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and helping out co-host today, we've got fishing guide Eric Tuohy. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
You know, fishing season underway, and we waited all winter for that.
Oh, absolutely. It's there's a lot of buildup, a lot of excitement, and it is here.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you know, we're airing this on the 12th, so fishing will be a week into the fishing season. Unfortunately, we recorded a week at a time, so we won't really have a report, but we can talk about what people were seeing coming up to it. And you know, I think all the lakes were open, everything was ready to go.
Yeah, you know, just the week of fishing opener, one of our big three opened up, so that kind of meant that everything was full force for opener, so giving a lot of anglers a lot of great options.
What did you have any reports of guys going out before the opener as far as crappies out there?
You know, some guys that were going out were finding some fish shallow to some degree, but you know, we've had such a roller coaster of weather and temperature, so it did force some anglers to slide out a little bit to be able to locate crappies.
Well, they should be a little bit deeper. You know, I was on a flowage the Sunday before the opener, and I actually saw 46, 47, 48 degrees out there. Yeah. And once you get into that a little bit over 50 degrees, those crappies will be shallow sometimes.
Yeah, so it was just kind of that tipping, you know, edge of it. But guys were getting out, taking advantage, you know, and also, too, just it's nice to be able to run the boat and make sure that things are working and operating like they should.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if you look, right down the road from my house, I can see there were quite a few fish running in the river, a lot of walleyes in the river.
Yeah, so, you know, going into that opener would be, you know, perfect recipe for post-spawn fish.
Yeah, I think, you know, and post-spawn fish seem to be a lot more aggressive, the males especially.
Yeah, well, they've worked so hard, now they got to feed back up, so.
You bet. Yeah, and talk about some things to look at early in May here. I know that there'll be guys up on Lake Superior trolling. They were up there way before the fishing season, and they were doing pretty good, except the lake was kind of dirty. That should be cleaning up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Some great reports of, you know, anglers going out, you know, taking essentially your walleye trolling stuff and being able to catch browns, cohos, etc.
You bet. Let's talk about the early part of the fishing season here, Eric. I know that we got a lot of guys concentrate on walleyes, and that's what people want to go out after. But there's a lot of other fish out there, and we mentioned crappies, panfish. A lot of times I get into the early part opening weekend, the panfish is actually pretty good. It all depends on the weather and the temperature.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of my favorites is smallmouth, you know, that kicks off for us. And, you know, we're in that northern zone, so it is a catch and release thing. But, my gosh, they are pre-spawn, and they are eating.
You bet. And if you find one, you usually find a whole pack of them when they're pre-spawn.
Oh, yeah, that pack of coyotes.
Yeah. You know, talking northern pike, too, a lot of people ignore the northern pike. And northern pike are actually good table fare. They're good eating. And there's been an emphasis on now, I know the Chippewa Flowage, they've got a whole contest going on out there trying to encourage people to keep pike, even the little guys.
Absolutely, and it gives anglers a lot of fun opportunities just to be able to, you know, get a good bend in the rod. You know, you're able to still pick up some sizable pike too as well, but like you mentioned, they are a great table fare.
And fishing contests, there's always contests. I know opening weekend there was a contest out at Deerfoot. They've got the Treeland Walleye Challenge. That'll be coming up in May. You've got the Northern Encounter at Muscatail. That'll be coming up.
We have Bass Club Bass Club is, you know, they get together with a group of guys every Wednesday, but it's a different lake each week, and it's a hoot.
You know, and talking about bass, we just, years ago, it was hard to find a lot of soft plastics and bass stuff. You guys got a ton of it here at Hayward Bait. Now, you got a big selection of soft plastic lures.
Huge selection, I would say. No, most definitely. And there's quite the array to be able to accomplish, you know, whatever bite it is, if it's a finesse bite, if it's real active fish. We got every odd and end covered, especially on the plastic end.
In bass, and not just bass, you've got crappie. It's like a big selection of crappie stuff. It expanded the size of the store here, a year ago?
Yeah,
and,
a little over, yeah.
I call it Hayward's Superstore, Outdoor Superstore, because you've got a lot of stuff here, and including Hummingbird Electronics and Minicota, and you got just, I could go on for a long time.
Absolutely, and if for any reason we don't have it, we'll get it for you.
Interesting. You know, we're going to have to take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors that come back. I've got an interesting interview with longtime Hayward Area fishing guide Ron Bergman, so stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
The Can-Am Spring Fever event is on now at Hayward Power Sports with the Can-Am family of off-road vehicles that are built for this. They're built for seeing the sunrise and for days lasting past sunset. They're built for trails, tasks, and tough times. And they're built to move you through what won't move. So how do you become built for this? By getting to the Spring Fever event at Hayward Power Sports and finding a brand new Can-Am off-road vehicle with a $2,000 rebate on select 2018 models for a limited time.
Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See Hayward Power Sports for program details.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping co-host is Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. And Eric, you know, some of us guides are getting up there. We've been out a long time. And, you know, one of those guys that's been out there a long time is Ron Bergman. I think he's been 50-plus years guiding. He was guiding when he was 16 years old.
He probably knows the flowage better than anyone else.
Oh, you ever heard some of the stories he told me about? There was one he's going to talk about in this thing where somebody actually shot a muskie in the boat, and right through the bottom of the boat. Anyway, let's hear that interview. It's a two-part interview, so let's hear what Ron had to say, and we'll be back with more on your outdoors. Well, Ron, you know, we're up to another fishing season. I don't know. How many fishing seasons has that made for you? I mean, how many years have you been guiding now?
55.
55 years. How did you ever get started in that?
Actually, I was working at the landing as a dock boy, and two guys needed a guide, and all the guides were taken, and Rocky said, "This boy knows how to fish, he'll take you out."
Yeah, you had some interesting stories about that. I think you told me one time about somebody plugging a muskie through the bottom of the boat or something. Wasn't that you told me that?
Yeah, the guy shot it in the boat with his wife, and then they ran from Pete's bar and beached the boat through her to the front end. I mean,
it was funny, but he got the fish anyhow, and he saved the boat too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been doing it a long time up here, and you've seen a lot of changes and a lot of things different over the years, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. Very, very much so. And the changes are still coming.
Well, the chip it has, the water is much clearer now than it was years ago.
Yes, it is. But they also, you know, they opened up trolling, which has brought in a whole new area to the flowage.
You know, trolling is a whole different ballgame. And, you know, and actually it's something that I think people need to investigate because it's another way of fishing. I mean, it sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not, as far as, you know, which one's a better way to go. But, you know, they win a lot of big walleye tournaments trolling.
Yeah, and you got to be very careful where you're trolling, though. I mean, you got to know the body of water.
Oh, yeah, the chip will flow. I mean, especially on lakes like the Chip, although it's not near as bad as it used to be.
I remember, John, making 17 casts with an eighth-ounce jig, and I lost all 17.
What are you seeing as far as the walleye fishing out there in the last few years? And I'm seeing it getting better by the year, it seems like.
I honestly said this, that last year was going to be the year of the 15-inchers, and I was wrong. It wasn't. Well, and so now I'm going with this year because with all the walleyes that the homeowner association, everybody put in the flowage, and then the addition of the 76,000 from the DNR, I mean, we're looking at over 100,000 walleyes, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it really is. And then you got a couple years of new hatch. So the fish we put in were extended growth, which is going to give the fish a better chance.
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, I'm thinking, too, that one of the things on the flowage, too, is that the harvest level is high enough on those fish once they get to be in that slot 15 inches. They're not there for the next year. So we're relying on a whole new crop coming up every year because I think they pick them off as fast as they get to be 15 in a lot of places.
Well, and you and I both know that. Matter of fact, I'm a proponent of going to 14 inches, 14 to 19, and one over 24. Yeah. Because it will take all that pressure off the 15 inchers.
Yeah, no matter where you set the limit at, it's going to be that everything above that limit is what's going to be targeted too. So I guess it really doesn't make much difference there. But it's just what we need to have is more people thinking that, you know, we don't need to keep every walleye we catch that's legal.
Oh, exactly. And let them go. Let them grow and grow. I mean, but I think they're trying to make the flowage a trophy walleye lake, and in 55 years, I'll never see it as a trophy walleye lake. Yes, you can catch a beautiful walleye out there, but not like you can just the pier down here now on the Fox River and all the big, I mean, they're 8-9 pounders are common on the bay.
Yeah, and up here you usually get to that 5-8 pounders is your upper end. There's a few get bigger, but not, it doesn't seem like a lot of them get much bigger than that.
I mean, I've caught, my biggest out of the flowage is 11 pounds. And of course, they had the one over in the bar at the landing that Bruce Tasker found that was 13 pounds.
Well,
and that walleye died on the surface.
What do you think on the crappies out there now? Crappie fishing is that's, as far as I'm concerned, the Chip is probably one of the best lakes for crappie and bluegill fishing there is anywhere, I think.
I agree totally, and that's our life savior right there, John, because we can switch them to crappies and bluegills. And I don't mean just early. I mean the crappie and bluegill fishing sustains itself all summer long. I mean, you can go out in 25 feet of water and catch bluegills that are 8-9 inches.
Yeah, it's just a matter of finding them. And, I got all that the new hummingbird stuff, and that really does help as far as the sight imaging and stuff to find these fish.
Oh, tremendous. I mean, you can't say enough about our hummingbirds.
Well, their customer service is excellent. Everything I've dealt with them has been just fantastic. And, I added some new stuff this year again, and a lot of the guys now are getting out and using that new auto chart feature, which you can remap everything. And, it comes down to it no matter where you're fishing, now, whether it's on the Chippewa Flowage or, Grindstone Lake or up in Canada. 80-90% of the water doesn't have the fish. It's that 10-20% that does, and you better find that 10-20%. And most of the time when people are fishing out there, I think that they're fishing where the fish aren't. That's the biggest problem. They're not catching fish.
Exactly. And it's, I could tell you a cute story. A few years, I'm talking 20 years ago now, I got a phone call, and my wife was with me when the phone call took place. And it was two guys that I had guided, and they said, "Rod, we can't find any walleyes in the flowage. Where are the walleyes?" And I said, "You know what, guys? This year in May, the walleyes are in 12 to 15 feet of water." "Oh, no. They can't be. We caught them in 7 feet last year." And my wife, I was on speaker, my wife goes, "He just told you where the walleyes are." Every year's different.
Water temperature, weather conditions, when they spawn, there's a lot of factors that come into play there. And, if you're giving somebody tips on the flowage, for instance, for walleye, so what would be the number one tip you'd give them for the early part of the season, going into the season?
Fish the edges.
What do you mean by edges?
Okay, where it drops. The first drop, if it comes off, Minnesota Bay, Chicago Bay, it's all 12 feet of water. There's the old weed growth there, and those walleyes aren't going to leave if the feed's there.
Food and temperature are their big things this time of year.
Yep.
So get in those, look at those areas right off the edge of that old weed growth, and that's where you're going to concentrate your efforts in.
Yep, and you might pop a dandy, but they don't just all go back to where they came from, and they do migrate. Anybody in their right mind would fish by the bridge. Because that's where the walleyes have been the last few years this time of the season.
How far will you think they'll travel in there?
Well, they come from the west side to go east.
A lot of fish are moving, especially in them flowages. They tend to migrate a long ways, in the winter to the summer.
Yeah, and that's why I said I learned my lesson last year, because I went there and there were like 30 boats, and I went, "No, we can do better." And I came back to there and got my limit in probably 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because the fish were coming through.
Fish beyond crankbaits too, especially if you got overcast day or if you got toward evening, the shorelines and stuff. Sometimes those will have a lot of your little males on them, but then sometimes it depends on the spawn. You'll have a lot of those bigger females really up shallow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've caught fish guiding, and I'm talking a limit. In 2.5-3 feet of water. Sure. I mean, you literally throwing the bait up in, you make one crank and bam, the fish has got it.
Yeah.
Now you can go up there and look for them all day long and you'll never see one. But if you've got an overcast day, fishing those shorelines in 2-4 feet of water, it's excellent.
Well, it's interesting. We need to take another break right now and hear from more of our fine sponsors. We'll come back with the second part of that interview right after these messages.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine. They're located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is the local Evan Rude Johnson authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore stations. Need a boat or pontoon for a few days? Call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with mechanics on duty Monday through Saturday.
Call Earl's Marine today at 634-4783.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle, 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping co-host today is fishing guide Eric Tuohy. And Eric, you know, I'm going to jump right back into the second part of that interview with Ron Bergman, and then we'll have a wrap-up on your outdoors.
When it comes to the crappies out there, you know, the one thing I've noticed in the crappies is that in the last few years, is it's not where you used to see every little cove had a bunch of crappies in it. This year, the last few years, there's been, you know, real spotty, be some in one cove and then nothing in another, and then you got to keep moving around until you find a, where you got a concentration of it, seems like.
Exactly, and I think that's coming from the ice fishing, because fish that we used to not have to worry about being there during ice fishing, although this year the ice fishing was not that great, so more fish will be there.
I don't think the crappie population is quite as huge as it was after they started the drawdown, but it's still a very good crappie fishery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that people that, where they normally go catch 20 or 30 crappies, you're only going to go catch 10. So you got to move, like you were saying. And yet, what I consider a good crappie is an 8, 9, 10 incher.
You remember before, when they started that drawdown, before they started that drawdown, we used to see these vast schools of crappies and bluegills out there in that deeper water in the summertime. And after the first year or two of that drawdown, we didn't see near as many of those big schools, the massive schools, but there a lot of fish, but not these huge schools that we've seen. At least I didn't.
No, and they've obviously they've changed their patterns. I mean, I catch crappies now where I've never caught crappies before. You know, fishing new areas, both on the west and the east side.
Yeah, I think the biggest advice there that I could give, and I imagine you're probably the same, is they just kind of move around, kind of start looking and keep moving until you find the fish, because when they're up shallow, you will find them pretty quick once you get into them.
Yeah. I use the joke of I go into bays and I clap my hands. And when you see the water boil, you either got bluegills or crappies. And I'll start fishing with a bobber, you know, and we catch fish. I mean, catch a lot of nice fish. I still only hold to 15 crappies per client. Two guys on my boat are husband and wife, whatever, that's 30 fillets. And people got to start doing that. They got to start looking at putting some back.
It's kind of what I've been doing for a number of years, too. I said 20, 30 crappies is enough, you know, basically, you know. And and I don't sort them either. If all we're catching is 8, 8.5, 9-inch crappies, I keep the 8 to 9-inch fish. If we're catching a bunch of 10s and 12s, we'll keep some 10s and 12s. But I won't sit there and throw back all the 8s and 9s hoping to catch 10s and 12s, because that's the wrong thing to do, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like the bluegills. You want to throw the bulls back. You know, most say, no, you throw the females back. Not when it comes to bluegills. No. You throw the bulls back because they're the ones that protect the fry.
Yeah, and they're the big ones.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they are. And it's, I mean, educate the people and they'll start. And especially when they see what they can catch the year and year after and another year. It's pretty amazing because they do come back.
Well, interesting talking to you here, Ron. I mean, you want to give out some guide information? Somebody wants to get a hold of you for a guide trip this summer?
I'll just give them my number. Otherwise, they can get a hold of me through the Guide Association or whatever. My number up there is 715-945-2735.
Well, thank you, Ron.
Well, you know, it's interesting and talking just to some of the stories he talks about in the old days. And, you know, you keep hearing that stuff, and I keep telling myself even, you know, I need to find a ghostwriter to write a book because there's so much stuff. And, you know, I kick myself for doing the radio for not getting, you know, volumes of stuff recorded from some of the old guides who are no longer here anymore.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see that history, especially how strong it is in our Hayward area.
Well, yeah, you know, and you know, when I started guiding, I'm almost 40 years now, and it was like $60 a day for a full day. I mean, it's just a big difference, but everything else was cheaper then. We had, you know, 15 and 25 horse motors and 14 to 16 foot boats. It was just different.
Yeah, maybe only cost you $2 to fill that boat up too, right?
Right, we did pull it around with like expensive four-wheel drives and stuff. Anyway, you know, let's talk about some early season tips here. You know, one of the things, everybody wants to go out there, it's a live bait bite, jigging a minnow, especially for walleyes. But you don't want to overlook, you know, using things like soft plastics or like paddle tail grubs or, you know, or things like Rapalas crankbaits, because there's times when you can get in there, especially later in the day or evening, and you can get a real good bite going, and actually the fish seem to be better sized fish.
Absolutely, John. And something to be said about that, you know, it's great. I always have the live bait on hand. It's one of those things that, you know what, if that bite maybe turns a little sour, maybe a little tougher, where you got to fish a little more methodically when you have fish located. But, you know, these other baits, you know, like you mentioned, Rapala, you know, we're able to cover a lot of ground very effectively and find those active fish.
You know, and don't even overlook trolling early in the year, because if those fish are scattered along a shallow shoreline shelf, it's easy nowadays to troll along that shoreline with a couple of Rapalas out there. You can put them out on a couple side planer boards on one side. You don't have to troll both sides, and put them up there and put your boards with your baits up next to shore and just kind of watch and troll, and you'll pick up fish.
Yeah, a lot of fantastic ways to cut it, and I think that's what brings May as being such an exciting time of the year.
You know, talking about a couple other things, one of the big things I want to tell people to watch, though, is we always talk about electronics. And, you know, I'm big with the Hummingbird stuff. You are. Almost of the guides up here are running Hummingbird now. And with the auto chart live, being able to remap lakes and make your own maps, and with the GPS units and the side imaging and everything else, it's a lot easier to go out and find fish. But the biggest thing out of all of that stuff is a temperature gauge on that graph when it comes to that first part of the fishing season.
Absolutely. Temperature can play the biggest role and key factor to getting a bent rod in the boat.
You know, and it could be only a degree or two, because 1 or 2 degrees, believe it or not, it's no big deal to us, but 1 or 2 degrees to a fish is a huge thing.
Absolutely. And they notice it, and they follow those areas and those locations.
Yeah, you know, and let's also give people a tip is that, you know, you might want to start thinking about preparing for musky season, because that's not going to be far off now.
Before you know it, it'll be the opener, and it's another fantastic time of the year to be looking forward to.
Yeah, if you need anything for the musky opener too, they'll have that here at Hayward Bait too.
Yeah, we have quite the musky wall, array of baits from all the way from your top water to fishing down deep rubber. Some fantastic local manufacturers that are, you know, here in the Hayward area, that are baits being produced by locals and sold here at the store. Your leaders, all your terminal tackle. Be thinking about getting those musky reels re-spooled. It's time to do that, and we can get your reel spooled here with our machine, and we have bulk braided line number of options for you that'll get the job done.
You bet. Well, folks, we're about out of time. I want to remind folks that if you miss the show, you can always get that show from our website at wnoradio.net. And from there, you can link through to our podcast site. We also run the shows on Spotify. You can listen to one on your phone. A lot of ways to listen to a show if you missed it. Well, we're out of time for this week. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, John.
And we'll see you again next week with another interesting show.
Wisconsin outdoors, living in the Badger State, way up in the Northland where the recreation's great. So sit back, relax, kick off your shoes, sink in your easy chair. Come on along, listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.